Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Friday edition of Swiper Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie will have to decide whether to swipe on to the next one or stay and hear more about the story. In the event of a tie, producer Parker gets to be the tiebreaker. Story number one, Taylor Swift drops a massive hint.
Ooh, do I care about Taylor Swift? This could be wedding. This could be album. This could be a lot of stuff.
I'm going to swipe. I'll make my decision fast.
I'll stay. I'll stay.
Parker?
Oh, I'm in the same boat as Jamie. I don't know what it could possibly be about. I'm staying.
Swifties lost their minds yesterday because Taylor's website featured yet another infamous countdown.
Oh.
However, this countdown's background featured the clouds from Andy's room from Toy Story.
Oh.
Really?
Interesting.
See, Brian? It's interesting.
I didn't say it wasn't interesting. I said it didn't interest me. But now I'm interested. Well,
now
I'm interested.
It does.
Right. Now I am. Is she going to have a song in Toy Story 5?
Is she a voice of a character?
Those are the two rumors right now. The countdown only counted down to May 2nd, a.k.a. tomorrow. However, as soon as people noticed what was happening, it was pulled from her website. I think it was a misfire.
Oh.
To get everybody talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this was supposed to launch at a later date, and somebody was coding the website.
Really?
And screwed it all up.
Accidentally published.
Do you screw up like that with Taylor Swift?
Normally,
not only
no.
Once. One time.
Yeah.
I have a feeling her dad's going to make sure that that never happens again, as manager to Taylor Swift.
Tree Payne, her publicist, is.
T Payne is her publicist?
Tree Payne. Tree. T-R-E-E.
I thought you said T-Pain.
No, that would be.
Wow, that would
is
be
a
fast.
Man, T-Pain is a savant. Who knew? Marketing
career
genius.
Shift.
He was on a boat. All right. But no. As right. you guys all said, right. we don't know if she's got a new song for the Toy Story movie or she's going to be a voice in it or this was just somebody goofing off and joked around. So
interesting.
We'll see.
All right.
They mistook May 1st for April
1st. I was just going to say.
Right. All right. So this is a story that might wake you up. I don't know if you guys saw this. A J.P. Morgan executive is being sued for sexually abusing an employee.
Stay. Yeah.
J.P. Morgan is finance. How does this tie into? Yes, stay. Why am I? You'll give me all the answers. I have questions.
This is everywhere. Parker's already laughing. So Parker,
this is
I'm assuming
wild.
You.
I read.
Yeah,
a little
dude.
Bit of this.
This is.
Yeah.
I know this isn't like celebrity news, but this is the talk of the town right now.
It's pop culture.
Well, let's go, brother.
So obviously, this is not really a new thing in the corporate world when it comes to abuse of power. However, I will say this is a bit of a twist to it. J.P. Morgan executive director Lorna Hagini has been accused by a male employee for making him her, quote, sex slave at work.
Wow.
He says his female boss made his life a living hell, ordering him to fornicate with her and threatening to destroy his career when he wouldn't.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now.
Accepting applications?
Brian, I'm glad you made the joke. A lot of people are. I've been sent many memes, many videos. Now, there are more lewd details to this story, and if you want to hear more, I implore you to go look them up, because they are things I cannot say.
Whoa!
Jump on the stream for the show within the show. Can't say in there either.
It is a wild story. Wow. Laura Hagini has denied all allegations.
Wow.
It is bananas.
Holy smokes. All right.
I'm glad we stayed on that.
That's exciting on a Friday.
Right.
See, we woke you up.
All right.
All right, next one. Olivia Rodrigo angers Midwest fans.
How'd she do that? She's going to be on Saturday Night Live, I think, tomorrow.
I think she is. We'll stay.
Yeah, why'd she? Yeah. I'm a Midwestern.
Midwestern.
Don't anger all right.
I don't even know who you are.
See, I know
Olivia
how to
Rodrigo.
Hook you in. Yeah. I know how to get you.
Now I want to.
Brian doesn't care about Olivia Rodrigo's music.
She's a singer, right?
Yes.
She is.
Okay, yeah. Why'd she upset us?
So after dropping a new hit single and announcing an album, a tour was sure to follow. And yesterday, Olivia Rodrigo announced the Unraveled tour. Ooh. And a lot of fans are upset. And I'm talking about the fans that live in the Midwest. Rodrigo will only be playing 4 total shows in the Midwest. 2 nights at the United Center in Chicago and 2 nights at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio. And that is it.
Wow.
There is no Minneapolis tour date. There is no Milwaukee tour date. There's no Indianapolis tour date. She is skipping. There's no Detroit tour date.
Wow.
Ooh.
This is it. Just those 2 cities and 4 nights, and people are pissed off.
That seems like horrible tour management.
Now, here's the other interesting thing. Olivia Rodrigo's mom is born and raised in Milwaukee. So skipping the state of Wisconsin has a lot of people upset.
Now, is there a potential she could add more dates as the tour?
So there is a theory that there will be a second leg of the tour because she's mostly on the East Coast, the West Coast, with just those 2 dates in the Midwest. But you also look at people like Harry Styles, who is coming to the U.S. and is only doing a residency at Madison Square Garden and isn't even going over to the West Coast.
Wow.
So I don't know what to think of this.
Well, he's busy. He's got wedding plans.
I think it's time for all Midwesterners to turn against Olivia Rodrigo, burn her albums, take to the streets, and just tell her, we don't want you here in the Midwest.
Brian is going to be going home and destroying his Sour and his Guts albums. Sorry to hear that. That's Swiper Say.
Don't even know those words you just used.
I know.